This is Akashwani, the news read by Sunil Verma. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the cabinet approval for three multi-tracking projects covering various districts across Delhi, Haryana, Maharashtra and Karnataka will strengthen rail infrastructure, reduce logistic cost and create job opportunities for youth. Mr. Modi said, the cabinet has also approved a four-lane access-controlled greenfield corridor between Gohpur and Numaligarh, including India's first underwater road-cum-rail tunnel under the Brahmaputra. He said this transformative project will enhance connectivity, reduce logistics costs, and accelerate growth across Assam and the entire Northeast. Yesterday, Mr. Modi inaugurated and flagged off several development projects worth more than 5,450 crore rupees in Assam. The Prime Minister said that during the last 11 years, more than 5.5 lakh crore rupees were allocated to the Northeast, and unprecedented development can be seen in the infrastructure sectors of the region.
इस साल के बजट में नॉर्थ ईस्ट की कनेक्टिविटी को और अधिक मजबूती देने का काम किया गया है. कनेक्टिविटी बढ़ती है तो रोजगार के अवसर भी बढ़ते हैं. इसलिए असम में हाईवे और अन्य रोड प्रोजेक्ट के लिए करीब हजारों करोड़ रुपए देना तय हुआ है.
Mr. Modi has approved the launch of the PM Rahat, Road Accident Victim Hospitalization and Assured Treatment Scheme. Under the scheme, every eligible road accident victim on any category of road will be entitled to cashless treatment up to 1,50,000 rupees per victim for a period of 7 days from the date of accident. Road Transport and Highways Ministry said that the decision underscores the government's commitment to ensuring that no life is lost due to lack of immediate medical assistance after a road accident. Union Railways Minister Ashwini Vaishnav has announced that the general coaches of trains will now be cleaned at par with first-class coach. Addressing a press conference on railway reforms in New Delhi yesterday, Mr. Vaishnav said that initially 80 long-distance trains will be identified within 6 months for the enhanced cleaning initiative. He said dedicated staff will be deployed on these trains to ensure cleaning at intervals of 1 to 1.5 hours. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman met Bavarian Minister for European and International Affairs, Mr. Erich Beiswenger, in Munich, Germany yesterday. In a social media post, Ms. Sitharaman said that in light of the German Chancellor's recent visit to India in January this year, the two leaders discussed the deep bilateral partnership that the two nations continue to enhance. They also discussed the recently concluded India-EU FTA and explored avenues for climate finance through green and sustainable partnership and exchanging the best practices in the recycling industries from the two countries. Chief Electoral Officer of Kerala, Ratan U. Kelkar, said that as part of the SIR, 100% of hearings have been completed for 36,88,948 voters whose records showed no mapping status or logical discrepancies in the draft electoral roll of 2,54,42,352 voters. The key focus of the exercise is to ensure proper hearings for all those who were served notices and to guarantee that not even a single voter is denied their right, Mr. Kelkar added. The final electoral roll in Kerala will be published on February the 21st. The festival of Mahashivratri is being celebrated across the country today with deep devotion and spiritual fervour. Considered one of the most sacred occasions for devotees of Lord Shiva, the day is marked by fasting, special prayers and night-long worship at temples. In cricket, India women will take on Australia in the first T20 international of the three-match series in Sydney this afternoon. The match will start at 1:45 p.m. Indian time with a team led by skipper Harmanpreet Kaur. And in the ICC Men's T20 Cricket World Cup, India will take on arch rivals Pakistan in a high-voltage clash at the R. Premadasa Stadium later today, with both teams aiming to maintain their winning momentum. The game is scheduled to start at 7 p.m. Indian time. Both sides are at 4 points from 2 games each. And that is the end of this news bulletin.